right, good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for hanging out. It is 7:10. Today, we got some clouds this morning, then partly sunny and a high of 42. Tonight, cloudy, chilly, low of 32. Thursday, we got some clouds, we got some sunshine, a little milder again, high of 47. Friday, believe it or not, we got some rain and a high of 50. What? I mean, now, granted, it is Michigan weather, so it could change, you know, in a flash. But right now, it's looking like it's going to warm up. I think I might go golfing on Friday. That sounds pretty good. Right now, it's 33.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, near the middle of the NFL season, everyone knew that the Packers were 4-6 and thought they'd be out of the hunt for the Super Bowl. Well, inspired by quarterback Aaron Rodgers suggesting the team could, quote, run the table, two friends pooled their money and made a $300 bet on the Packers. Well, the Packers did run the table, and they are now a game away from going to the Super Bowl. Along the way, these two guys kept rolling their winnings into another bet on the Packers. So each win, they just bet again. They'd bet again. That $300 ticket that they have, or that they started with, this is insane. It also it makes me mad for not doing the same thing. That $300 ticket is worth $28,213. And they're not stopping. They put the full amount again on the Packers to beat the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. Now, if the Packers beat the Falcons, they'll have $76,000, which will once again be wagered on the Packers to win the Super Bowl against either New England or Pittsburgh. Man, oh man, like it's like anything. The whole reason you keep betting because you want to keep going. Like, oh, I'm winning. I'm on a winning streak. I would take the money and run, man. It's easier said than done, I know. But those guys right now are sitting on, $14,000 a piece off of making a $150 bet each. Take the money, guys. You've proved a point, for the love of God. Oh, man, oh, man. Anyway, while it makes sense that you would want to drown your sorrows and bad memories at the bar, a surprising new study has found that this is a bad idea. What? I know. Researchers found that booze not only prevents you from forgetting the bad memories, but actually makes them stronger by strengthening nerve cells connected to the brain's fear response center. So that whole drinking to forget, you're drinking to remember. I know. Of course, it's always the fun times. You're like, oh, man, it was such a great night last night. What happened? The bad nights. You're like, oh, God, what did I do? And then you remember that forever on your deathbed. Lastly, if you attend the 2017 Detroit Auto Show this week, one of the coolest things you'll see there is a life-size Lego Batmobile. Oh, this is so cool. Modeled after Batman Speedwagon from the Lego Batman movie, which will be in theaters next month, the 17-foot-long Lego Batmobile was built by Chevrolet with more than 340,000 Lego bricks and weighs nearly 1,700 pounds. That's so awesome, man. Tell you what, cars and Legos, two awesome things put together, you can't go wrong. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?